com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are, of course, invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content. Submit what you want right there to the front page of the site. It appears, then becomes subject to your votes. You can vote it up or down as you choose. Go to freetalklive.com. Everything that's on that front page was put there by listeners just like you. So thank you for submitting and voting. And please go if you haven't done so yet and get your account set up over at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, last hour, the news is from Gallup polling, where recently, and literally within the last year, the numbers that of Americans that are supporting legalization of marijuana, just plain old legalization, not medical, are shooting up. They've gone up from 48% to 58% in just a year's time. And, of course, progressively over decades, they've been going up and up and up. It's interesting when they break down the numbers a little bit here to see where it is that the support is coming from as well.
So it's interesting to point out that if marijuana legalization supports at 58%, that Barack Obama's support is 44%.
Is that right?
So more people approve of the leader the chum than the leader of the chum gang. You get it?
That's a Barack Obama reference to when he was in high school.
Yeah, they called
college
smoking pot chuming, I guess, mm-hmm. or something like that. I'm not entirely sure of the specific dialect of nomenclature
they used. They had a chum gang that they called.
They had a chum gang there, and so
get your own damn fries.
The weed is more popular than the president, and the guy, the people that are standing in front of the weed less popular than the weed. I think that's really important to point out.
If you want a really good laugh, just Google that chum gang and Google Obama and get your own damn fries.
Sounds funny.
It's very funny.
So they are suggesting here that it was the Colorado and Washington legalization initiatives that were successful in 2012 that may have increased Americans' tolerance for marijuana legalization. It's jumped up 10 percentage points since just last November, and the legal momentum shows no sign of abating. Last week, California's second highest elected government official, Lieutenant Gavin Newsom, said that pot should be legal in the Golden State, and advocates of legalization are poised to introduce a statewide referendum in 2014 to legalize the drug in California.
It's pretty much going to sweep through, I would guess, there.
But wasn't it opposed last time by the medical community because they wanted to prevent competition, the growers
and
such?
Alcohol and, that sort of thing.
So, but didn't it fail, just last year, legalization
in California?
It wasn't
too long ago, but they didn't have... Look, at this point, what are you going to look like? Every time you mount a campaign, your support grows and grows.
Yeah.
So...
Especially when you're mounting a campaign for something that's right. I mean, this is clearly the right thing to do, is to leave pot smokers alone.
And the right time to do it.
Well, there's the right time to do it would have been 1937 when they first made it illegal.
I understand that would have been the right time from a moral standpoint, but you have to consider the zeitgeist.
The Obama administration has also been flexible on the matter, despite maintaining the government's firm opposition to legalizing marijuana under federal law. In late August, Deputy Attorney General James Cole announced the Justice Department would not challenge the legality of Colorado and Washington's successful referendums, provided those states maintain strict rules regarding the drug sale and distribution, which is their way of imposing their federal mandates on these states. Look, you guys better do it as we say, or else we're sending in drug raid teams. So I wouldn't really say that's particularly flexible, but I suppose it could be worse. The movement to legalize marijuana mirrors the recent successes of the movement to legalize gay marriage, which voters have also now approved in 14 states. And by the way, there are other states like New Hampshire where it wasn't a voter thing, it was actually legislatively changed. here in New Hampshire. And there's been a few states since then, I believe, that have followed suit. Now, where did the increase come from? Well, when they break it down by Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, turns out it was the Independents.
Those are the only ones that matter. And this is a point I've been making for years on Free Talk Live, and it's worth repeating every opportunity that it comes, is, look, if you're one of those kind of Republicans or one of those kind of Democrats that always supports your party no matter what, you are inconsequential. You are taken advantage of. Your party knows that you will support them, that you are that 30% of the population that they can always count on. They don't need to do anything or say anything to you to get your vote because you're so concerned about the other side and how bad they are that you'll do or say anything to support your party.
35% of Republicans in October of this year supported marijuana legalization. That's up 2% from last year. Democrats, 65% of them support marijuana legalization, up 4%, just 4% from last year. And 2%, 4%, it's pretty much statistically insignificant. But independents is where it really shot up. It went from 50% saying they supported legalization in November of 2012 to 62% of independents saying they support it today, as of October 3rd through the 6th. So huge increases there. Of course, young adults also more likely to support legalization. 67% of people 18 to 29, 67% of them say yes, legalize it. You break that age range down to 30 to 49, it goes down to 62%. 50 to 64, where 56% support it, and then 65 plus, the elderly, only 45% support legalization there. So as older folks die off, and
well, that's what it's coming down to. You know, I mean, it's
horrible. The first thought that threw through my head was die already.
Well, they're a strong voting bloc. There's no doubt about it. But they're not going to change their ways on anything. They made their decisions up on issues decades ago, and they're going to stick with them in general. I mean, it takes a very unusual person above the age of 65 to change their mind on any issue.
It takes an unusual person, period, to change their mind on issues. I mean,
that's why you got to get people young.
Yeah, it's true. So there you go. I'm excited by that news. And Mark, did you have any other comparisons between marijuana legalization and other things?
I've got several of them, and this is just kind of for kicks. It's amusing.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court, Americans are far more divided on the highest court in the land than whether it should be legal to get high. The Supreme Court has a 45 to 46% approval rating compared to marijuana's 58% mm-hmm. approval rating for legalization. Justice John Roberts, he's got an approval rating of the overall, but a 55% is still below that for legalizing cannabis. Every leader in Congress, no congressional leader has anywhere near the support of marijuana legalization.
Of course not.
A Gallup poll from
marijuana
last month.
Marijuana doesn't have an opinion. It can't, it isn't as offensive as these people.
Right. Last month, Trump, only 33% approve of Harry Reid, 35% of Mitch McConnell, 37% of John Boehner, and 39% of Nancy Pelosi. Congress itself, over six times as many Americans think marijuana should be legal as approve of Congress.
So what's the current Congress approval rating?
9%.
9%.
Here's the best part, is that apparently cockroaches are more popular than Congress.
Which I want to know how they poll for that.
They've got another...
What would you rather have on your dinner plate? Or have touched your dinner plate? A cockroach or a member of Congress?
I'd rather have a cockroach in the kitchen than congressman, I can tell you that.
So Rob, when you say, weed is, doesn't have an opinion, I immediately think of weed having a voice, and that voice in my head is, hey, everybody! Tally. I just think of that as, if marijuana were to have a voice,
Well,
hey.
Apparently it's cockroaches, traffic jams.
Wouldn't marijuana say hi instead of hey?
Hi. Why?
Here's the question. Here's the question. Would you rather your home be infested with cockroaches or Congress people? More people approve of Genghis Khan, traffic jams, and Nickelback than Congress. I'm really not sure about Nickelback.
That's a pretty good way of asking the question, though. Would you rather have your home infested with cockroaches or Congress people?
All right. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the latest on what happened with that officer. The UC Davis police officer John Pike, who was made into many memes as he sprayed some protesters on the campus there a couple of years ago. We'll share that with you here in moments. It is pretty shocking news. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. You can go and grab archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, maybe you're new to Free Talk Live, well, boy, we've got plenty of archives for you. You can just go click and download years worth of the program all for free. Go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth are there at the top of the site. Then you can click into the archive section to go back even further. If you go to our SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you get even more than just Free Talk Live. You get Edgington Post episodes and other audio that we might find interesting and worthy of posting for you. So again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives. They're all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, handguns, long guns. You know, they have the same problem getting ammunition that everybody else does right now, but they do have some ammunition over there. Go check out and see what they've got and see if it is going to be what you're looking for. They've got all kinds of accessories, and for you know, the hiking folks, they've got tents and apparel and all the camping equipment you need as far as, you know, knives and utensils, that kind of thing. Water purification, they've got it. It's manventureoutpost.com. Every time I've ever purchased from them, I've looked around to comparison shop, and not one of those times have I found a price that's lower than manventureoutpost.com. That's really what their unique selling proposition is that they've got the lowest prices. Check them out, manventureoutpost.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. By the way, we also have Skype. You can Skype in username lrn.fm. Let's talk to Nathan, who is on Skype in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Nathan?
Well, when Mark commented about the...
We can hear that very loudly, by the way.
I'm sorry.
It was you clicking your mouse or something like that. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Okay. Well, I was trying to bring up this reason comment, which I wanted to remark on, but I guess I lost it now.
Okay.
Mark was talking about why people will say, I took marijuana or I tried cannabis, but, you know, I still think it should be illegal. And there was this really great comment on a Reason story where someone was saying, basically, it doesn't really matter if you talk to people about justice or you talk to people about, you know, the utilitarian aspects of getting people out of the prisons, because it's really a culture war. It's that people hate drug users and are happy to see them go to jail. So it doesn't really matter if you talk about justice and you say, you know, you have the right to your own body, or if you say, you know, you talk about the crime and the effects on the economy. It's sort of people have this view of junkies as being bad people.
Hmm.
And, you know, so basically, you know, it doesn't really matter what you say.
Yeah, I love the irrational arguments. It just, it's so confusing to me when people, you know, people won't tell you what their reasons are that they do things, if they even know what they are. And most of their reasons are highly irrational anyway. This is one of the difficulties that it is sort of doing this job, is I try to make rational arguments every single night, and mostly people are swayed by emotional arguments, and it can be very frustrating. Why do you think that other countries... Because the drug war is what perpetuates the prison industrial complex in this country. This country imprisons far more of its citizens than any other country in the world. Why do you think it's our folks that think it's okay to throw people in jail over this stuff, but the Europeans or whomever, they don't?
Well, I mean, there are countries like Singapore where they do, but you're talking about you know, Europe and Portugal and places like that.
I guess. I mean, you know, I would say that most of the most of the cultural attachments in the United States go to English speaking countries like England, Australia, you know, a variety of other smaller places, and those places don't have the same sort of thought processes on, especially marijuana.
They don't.
They generally don't.
Portugal. I'm sorry, does Portugal, they speak Portuguese, and in a lot of these South American countries, you know, Spanish-speaking and Portuguese-speaking countries where they have the favorable attitude toward drugs, right? So maybe it is an English-language cultural thing.
It doesn't. It just bewilders me. I don't understand it at all. And so you're saying you're citing a Reason article? And
oh, I just found it. It's a comment on Reason. Basically, it invokes this psychological concept known as the other. It's kind of this concept where you exclude other groups of people or outsiders based on them being kind of opposed to the self in a psychological sense. So in this case, he's saying the drug war is really a culture war. I don't think you can understate how much people in this country hate drug users. This is why I feel to justice and utilitarian arguments about how bad the drug war is have fallen on deaf ears for so long. Most people don't care because they're so happy to see drug users go to jail. Drug users are the other.
Thanks for your call tonight, Nathan. I really appreciate you bringing that up this evening. 855-450-FREE. I'd be interested in, you know, seeing a poll about that. You know, what do Americans think about drug users? Do they really belong in jail? Are you one of those people who thinks that drug users, you're going to help them by putting them in a jail cell? Or maybe you want to go further. Maybe you want to execute drug users. I mean, how many people out there really think that?
You know, this is related to a quote I posted on my Facebook recently because I was looking back at a speech that was given at Liberty Forum by Thaddeus Russell, who wrote this book, A Renegade History of the United States.
Yeah, we had him on the show briefly.
And, he during this speech, I asked him a question. I think it's important to recount the exact question, but essentially, you know, I was asking in regards to people sort of friends mooching off of friends and not necessarily going out and doing, you know, what they need to be doing. And he kind of got into the crux of the discussion was around shame and whether or not people should be shaming one another, even in the libertarian community, mm-hmm. as a form of ostracism. And he was basically speaking against shame when I asked this question. He replied to my question with a very, very good quote, which was, you know, we as libertarians and liberty-minded people need to start to replace the politics of moralism with the politics of self-interest.
What's that mean?
When you think about it, it's about instead of moralizing people and using shame and
shoulding.
So instead of saying that's wrong, you should say, well, here's why this will benefit you.
Right. Exactly.
Here's why changing your behavior in this way will benefit you.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And that should really be more of a focus of liberty-minded people is using that in your speech and thoughts instead of appealing to morality and moral issues, instead using this politics of self-interest.
Harry Brown used to be really good at this. Harry Brown was the libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. And one of the questions he would ask people is, if you had an extra $10,000 a year, if your family, because I think he figured out that was like at that time the average family was paying like $10,000 a year in federal taxes or something like mm-hmm. that. If you had an extra $10,000 a year to do with as you pleased, what would you do with it? Would you save it? Would you spend it? Would you buy a new car? Put a payment down on a house? Would you, you know, what would you do if you had an extra $10,000 per year? To get people to think about, you know, ending taxes in a way that would benefit them and think about how they could, would you give it to charity?
Turns out the average American doesn't really pay anything in income tax. It's
I said the average American family.
I know. The average American, half of the...
Okay, maybe of those who pay. I don't know, Mark. Some people are paying it out there. Fourth one up. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment. Equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. If you like, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us on whatever issue is your preference. Still to come, the UC Davis cop who pepper-sprayed a bunch of students and protesters back in 2011. Johnson's got an update on what's happening to him. We'll, of course, also take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE.
SchoolSucksProject.com is a place where you can go to enjoy the School Sucks Project podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and the web community they've got there. They promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss all kinds of things, learning alternatives and self-education, parenting techniques, personal growth strategies, better communication. Check it all out at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so a little bit more about marijuana. I do have an update here from Uruguay. You were talking about, Mark, how different countries in other places in the world are more accepting towards marijuana users, drug use in general. And in Uruguay, they're actually, not only are they legalizing marijuana there, but the government is planning to sell it.
And undercut the competition.
And in theory, undercut the cost of the black market marijuana. Now, the last time the government tried growing marijuana was in Canada, and they did an absolutely dismal job of it. They were basically churning out ditch weed.
Right, they should have gone to the CIA.
But in Uruguay, the drug czar says the country plans to sell legal marijuana for a dollar per gram, even though he's given higher figures in the past. The law already passed the lower house of Congress there and is expected to pass the Senate later this year, would make Uruguay the first country in the world to license and enforce rules for the production, distribution, and sale of marijuana for adult consumers. The El País newspaper reported Sunday that drug chief Julio Caldaza says marijuana sales should start in the second half of 2014 at a price of $1. He says the idea isn't
for what?
Per gram.
Okay.
He says the idea isn't to make money, but to wrench the market away from illegal dealers. Calzada said in August the price would be $2.50 per gram. So now it's come down to a dollar, he claims. Sales will be for locals only. So presumably there'll be some sort of marijuana permission slip or ID card.
Please.
Well, let's point out that Uruguay is really awful when it comes to the area of paperwork. I mean, if they're
what
handing
do you mean by that?
Well, they have an extraordinarily inefficient governmental system there in Uruguay. Whatever you might call the government, you can go and never see a person from the government.
Is that right?
Well, that's
sounds pretty good.
Just saying, I don't think they're going to be able to enforce this marijuana is just for locals thing. I suspect that if somebody there wanted to create marijuana tourism, mm-hmm. they probably could do it.
Especially at a dollar a gram.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting news. We'll see how that pans out if we get updates as time goes on with that. In other drug news, CeeLo Green has been charged with ecstasy possession.
Who's that?
You may remember CeeLo Green from such hits as F.U.
No.
I really can't sing too many of the lyrics on the show.
I get what the title is.
Yeah, it's actually a really good song, and he's quite a good singer.
What's the other one, though? He's got another big one.
Yeah, he does. I don't recall what it is. So he's been charged with ecstasy possession, but the circumstances around this charge are pretty questionable. The story's from TMZ.com. The L.A. County D.A. will be clearing CeeLo Green of charges that he sexually assaulted a woman by slipping a drug in her drink. CeeLo will, however, be charged with a felony of furnishing ecstasy, according to law enforcement sources. The sources say the D.A. will officially reject the sexual assault case. A woman claimed that she and CeeLo went to a sushi joint in downtown L.A. more than a year ago. She told the cops that the star of The Voice had slipped ecstasy in her drink, and the next thing she knew, she was naked in his bed. Law enforcement sources tell us authorities had problems with the woman's story, one of which was that she and CeeLo had been dating for months and had already been intimate. We're told CeeLo not only denied the allegations, he encouraged the DA and the LAPD to fully investigate. In the end, we learned the DA will reject the sexual assault case because of insufficient evidence. And I would just, reject the sexual assault case on ridiculousness. The idea that somebody is slipping ecstasy into someone's drink. I mean, I can't say that I've ever tried this, but I've tasted ecstasy before, and it is nasty. I mean, I would think you would know that your drink was adulterated if somebody had slipped ecstasy in it. Look,
this is the difficulty, though, is that, first off, the charges of rape are, culturally, in our society the way it is today, it's almost something you just can't speak out against. But the fact is, there are plenty of people that are accused erroneously, maliciously of rape that didn't do it. Some of those people are men, in fact. And
well, especially in this case, a probably relatively wealthy man.
Relatively wealthy man, too. You know, maybe he said, this is it, or whatever.
He's also responsible for those songs, Kung Fu Fighting.
And, really?
Yeah, and that one with Gnarls Barkley, Crazy.
Huh.
Yeah. So
I see a list of
pretty
songs
well-known
here.
Songs,
but I could see him. I've seen him before, but I don't know if it's the Kung Fu Fighting that I'm familiar with. I mean, there's this old one, but
I think this is
younger than I am.
He's kind of a producer.
He's 1974.
Yeah, that Kung Fu Fighting song's pretty old, Johnson. Are you sure that was CeeLo Green?
It says
maybe
Kung Fu Fighting.
It does say Kung Fu Fighting, no doubt.
I think he would have been like a producer or something on it, but I don't know.
He would have been a producer at 12.
Well, maybe.
If not younger. I don't know how old it is, but I remember hearing it when I was young.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what's old is new again. A lot of old songs
are
being redone, so I'm going to guess it's a remake.
I want to hear his hit, Closet Freak.
If you know more about this, you're welcome to chime in here. But, you know, look, they were suggesting here that they had had some sort of previous relationship. But even if they weren't, let's just say that she and CeeLo had met and she's, you know, on a date with CeeLo Green and she ends up in his bed. Now, look, if it were true that he had actually slipped her ecstasy in her drink, then the whole thing doesn't make sense, because ecstasy doesn't make you, like, lose consciousness, black out, and do things that you regret later.
Right.
You will know completely that what is going on around you, and while ecstasy could certainly lead someone into a bed of another human being, it's not without their knowledge or consent.
Did you guys see this ridiculous story or cover this story that was going around, I think it was, like, last week or the week before, about the public... I don't know how to say that. I mean, there is a public oral sex going on in Ohio.
Was this the college students?
Yeah, I think it was college.
There was a picture
students
that went viral.
Yeah,
there
was a picture video also that went viral and was passed around Instagram.
Some sort of allegation that it was rape?
She's now alleging after the fact that it was rape, but the pictures, and I've seen the pictures and the video. She's clearly enjoying herself.
Mm.
You know, like... leaning in and and smiling very,
so
very
broadly.
So she
was receiving the oral sex.
Yes, she was receiving the oral sex. And
seems even less likely to be raped in that case.
Right. Now, there are pictures of her later passed out face down on the ground. So,
but another tough scenario is how drunk is too drunk to consent to sex?
Mm.
And I tend to think that it's the same. I think that it's possible to be too drunk to consent to sex, but I think that that threshold is the same for
consciousness,
both sexes. So, yes, consciousness.
No, my threshold, if you are sober enough to say yes, you consented to putting alcohol in your body. You deserve the responsibility for any actions that you take as long as you are conscious while you are drunk. Period. You put a substance in your body, you are responsible for your actions because you made the decision to
put
a substance
in
your body.
I agree with that, but that doesn't make rape okay, right? Like, so passing out drunk on the side of the road doesn't make...
It's not rape until they're passed out.
Agreed. But the point I'm trying to make is, and I think that it's fair, is that the simple fact that you can say yes does not mean that you're actually conscious of your actions.
Yeah, to me it does.
But I do think that if you go and rob a convenience store in that state, you will be held responsible for your actions. So if you
run over a small child because you're driving drunk, you're going to be held responsible for murder.
And you should be.
It's criminal.
You should be. So if you go and you have sex with someone, you should. That's your consequences. You went and you drank until you said yes while you were drunk.
So CeeLo is also facing a felony charge, allegedly, here of furnishing ecstasy. We'll tell you a little bit more about the circumstances around this, because I think the whole case is outrageous. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com, that's Med5.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733 with you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about the website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get on our mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You want quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, something everybody needs, at least if you value your privacy, is ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up. And it is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection. It creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth, meaning that whatever you're doing online, before that information leaves your computer, it's encrypted in a 512-bit encryption tunnel and sent over the internet to ProXPN. They've got different server locations around the world, so with their premium account, you can pick which server location you want to use. And then from that server location, your data is sent out to the rest of the internet. This is a relatively short process. You know, it goes fast.
Yeah.
In fact, with the premium account, you've got unlimited bandwidth, and ProXPN will not stop you from doing anything. You can run torrents over their system. They're totally fine with that.
Yeah, I've been using ProXPN, and it's nearly seamless for the experience.
Sure. And
I could figure it out on my own. I didn't have anybody help me.
No, you did not ask me to help, as a matter of fact. And you've been actually trying the free account just to see what that's like for folks.
Right.
Which, of course, they do have free accounts. But the paid account's incredible, and it's only $5 a month when you use our discount code FTL20. It gives you 20% off the lifetime of the account. to me, it's well worth it because you can use your account on all of your devices. You got a laptop, desktop, smartphone. Use the same account on all those devices. You don't have to pay for separate accounts for every computer you have, which is the way almost every software company wants you to do it. Oh, what's that? You want Microsoft Office? Well, you got to pay $3,000 if you've got three computers or whatever the ridiculous price is for that sort of thing. So in this case, $5 a month, you get protection from Wi-Fi sniffers and packet sniffers and people that might be maliciously looking at your information if they're working at the ISP or at the coffee shop that you're sitting at. You're protected from anybody knowing what you're doing online might normally.
Coffee shops in particular. If you're in any kind of public situation where you're on public internet,
you
don't want to not be behind some sort of a VPN.
And that's the thing. You can probably go find services that are free or whatever, but the hunting around isn't worth the $5 a month. This is really easy, and your surfing experience doesn't change.
It's reliable, and plus, it's actually the guy running it is a listener.
Yeah.
Which is
he
awesome.
Loves the show. Mike loves the show.
So proxpn.com/FTL.
Whenever I talk to advertisers and they're like, well, I'd like to listen to the show before I advertise, I'm like, they're going to hear Ian. Like, oh, no. No. Yeah, Mike said that, and sure enough, he loves the show.
ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to sign up for the premium account, go and use our code FTL20, and you'll save 20%. Let's go to James in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, James.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm 70 years of age. I'm listening to your show as a first-time listener. I love your
Welcome.
Show. I agree with everything you've said, and I have a few things of my own I'd like to add.
It's only your first time listening. You'll probably find something you disagree with at some point. But go ahead with your thoughts,
Please
James.
Do.
We'd love to hear about them.
Okay, well, I wanted to say that alcohol and tobacco are the drugs that should be illegal because they're deadly poisons and they cause tremendous harm and expense to society and individuals. And,
well, I don't think that it'll solve anything, and I don't think that the world will be a better place if they make tobacco and alcohol illegal, but I understand where you're coming from.
Totally. I understand where you're coming from as well. I mean, alcohol is an incredibly dangerous drug. It's probably the hardest drug out there, and it's ironic that it's legal when other drugs aren't. So I get your point, but we learned during alcohol prohibition that particular solution is worse than the problem, because then you still have all the problems with alcohol because it doesn't go away, and then those problems are exacerbated because of the effects of the black market.
Exactly right. And the reason alcohol and tobacco are illegal is because the entrenched interests that control our Congress.
Why do you think, somebody who's, you said you're 70 years old, James, and we were talking about the statistics on marijuana decriminalization or legalization that showed that people who are above 65 are far less likely to support this. It was only about 45%.
Yeah, he's making me eat my words. I didn't even think about that.
Of folks, 45% of folks above 65 support legalization. Why do you feel like there's such a disparity between the older generation and the younger generation? When you get it down to like 18 to 29 range, it was something like 65% or something like that as far as supporting legalization. Why the disparity?
The brainwashing in the 40s and 50s, like reefer madness. Older people have been brainwashed.
You pretty much summed it up. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, James?
I moved here just recently to St. George from Washington State, where I voted in favor of legalization, and I think California will soon follow.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks for the call tonight, James. Really appreciate hearing from you. Welcome to Free Talk Live, and don't hesitate to pick up the phone calls anytime with your thoughts. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no, it's a reefer cigarette. Duck and cover.
855-450-FREE. So we were talking about CeeLo Green, who is now apparently going to be facing a count of furnishing ecstasy. So the allegations were originally that he had raped a woman, but the police have apparently dropped that charge because there wasn't enough evidence for it. The woman had claimed that she was drugged by CeeLo and woke up in his bed naked.
Drugged with ecstasy.
Which is ridiculous. look, lady, you went out to drink, you had too many drinks maybe, and you woke up in the bed after you had some drinks. That's more likely. It's more likely you're going to pass out or become incoherently drunk and completely disconnected with your faculties if you've had too much to drink. Ecstasy, especially a small enough amount to slip in someone's drink, would not create those similar circumstances. It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I speak from experience.
I want to know, though, I want to find out from people if what I said earlier about that people should be held responsible as if they've taken a substance and they're conscious and saying things like, yes, I want to have sex, or yes, I want to do this. You know, should they be held responsible? Is me saying that they should be held responsible, am I just inundated with my male privilege?
Well, I think that people absolutely should be held responsible because, as you pointed out before, Johnson, they chose to have that fifth drink or that fourth drink.
Right,
drink
but we're not in the majority. That's not how the courts handle it, and that's not how the majority of people, especially a lot of these, you know, pseudo-feminists, and when I say feminist in this term, the more time has gone on, and again, oh, male privilege, the more time goes on, the more I find the term feminist despicable because these are feminist has become, instead of humanist, instead of thinking that all people should be equal, which is what feminism, I think, should have originally been about, now feminism is becoming this sort of, women should be better. They should be better than men and have more rights because they've been oppressed for so long. And so, you know, I don't want to downplay that obviously, you know, women have suffered and have had bad things happen to them. But as time goes on, there's this sort of movement, and I was talking about privilege on the break, this word that's going around now, this term privilege, which is basically being used to attach and blame people now. It's sort of like now they say, well, you white people stole the Indian lands from the Indians. Really? Did I?
I wasn't around.
Yeah, did I go
then.
Out and
I promised to give back all the land I've stolen from anybody.
Well, you're just... I can't believe you would even say that, Mark. That's just white privilege. I mean, it's just... What?
The funny part is no, it's not. I'm part American Indian.
Right.
And that's kind of the thing is you know, things are so mixed up. At some point or another, I agree, people have had their land stolen, and frankly... You know, Native American populations on this continent fought over land, too, and mm-hmm. So whose land was what, whatever.
Right, do all the Native Americans owe each other reparations?
Right, there's all that confusion that goes on. But the farther you get from the incident, the more difficult it is to sort of return property. There are people living today that had their property taken from them in Cuba. There are probably some... Very old ones who
family
was
probably
taken
property.
In Israel.
You know, that's just oppression in general. Because, again, this is originally, you know, in regards to this, you know, thing with CeeLo and rape and, you know, whether or not women who are getting drunk and now blaming men for rape because they decided to get drunk and say, yes, please, let's have sex. You know, and now, you know, there's just all these cases that are just going around to these false rape accusations. It's something like 90% of rape accusations are not actual rape.
Where is that stat?
I can look it up.
Please do.
We'll come back with more in moments. Hour number three is next. You can take control here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.